Okay, magandang umaga po sa lahat. Well, first of all, I want to say that today is my father's birthday. He would have been 87 had he not died last 2016. And kahit na hindi siya ideal in terms of his ways of parenting, I still owe to him much of what I became later in life, especially in terms of discipline. He was a disciplinarian. But nonetheless, I know later na he did not have biblical wisdom, at least for the most part of his life. But he gave what he could, and he shared that discipline which serves me well to this day. So I just want to give that honor to him. Pinag-aaralan natin biblical parenting, at isang bagay na tinignan natin nung nakaraan ay this is a matter of wisdom. This is not, I want to repeat and I'll say again mamaya, hindi ito pangako na kapag ginawa mo ito, ganitong mangyayari sa iyong mga anak. Kundi ito ay karunungan, and wisdom literature in the Bible means that this is God's ordinary way in providence, but there can be, and many times, anomalies. Maaring may mga pumagit na, may sumingit na hindi mo inaasahang mangyari, yan ang nangyayari sa pagkamagulang. So we looked at parental wisdom last time that we met, and I know that you had a profitable time with Pastor Rodel last Sunday sa parental example. We now come to a practical matter but is based upon important biblical concepts sa umagang ito, and that is parental training. And siguro nakabata ito sa pinakaalam ng marami na talata ng Biblia pagdating sa parental training. We have memorized it, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now again, this is a statement of wisdom. Ito ay karunungan, hindi pangako. Hindi ibig sabihin na kapag sinanay mo ng maayos, ay talagang hinding-hindi mapapariwara ang isang anak. Ngunit ito ang karaniwang providensya ng Diyos na kapag ginawa natin ang ating tungkulin bilang mga magulang, ay sa karaniwan mapapaayos ang lakad at gawi ng ating anak. So let us make this a matter of prayerful expectation. Ipanalangin natin na ito ang mangyari sa ating mga anak, bagamat hindi ito ang walang pasubali na mangyayari. So as we come to the issue of parental training, let us review what we said last time that I talked last 2 weeks ago, yung quadrant of parenting. May dalawang magka-cross na linya, the vertical line, ay tumutukoy sa dalawang extreme. Ng una ay the supportive style, and yan yung affectionate, magiliw, mapagmahal, masuporta sa bata, karaniwang ginagawa ang mga bagay na tutulong sa bata. That's the supportive parent. And on the other extreme is the unsupportive, not affectionate, very little help, if any, sa bata. That's the supportive, unsupportive opposites. And then the horizontal line represents, ang una ay the undemanding, walang standard, walang discipline, walang requirement na gawin ng bata, wala siyang mga tungkulin na dapat gampanan sa bahay. That's undemanding. And on the other side is demanding, where the parent exercises authority, and may mga requirement, may mga standard na kapag hindi nagawa ay may violation. So sa quadrant na yan, may apat na style ng parenting. Ang una ay neglectful, unsupportive, and undemanding. So hindi siya mapagmahal, hindi magiliw sa gawin niya sa bata, hindi ginagawa ang mga bagay na para sa bata, inaasahan lang niyang gawin ng bata ang para sa kanya. And there is no demand, walang standard, walang discipline, neglectful. Ito yung mga nangyayari sa pinag-usapan natin noon, yung mga umaalis. So yan ay pasya nila na I'm sure had a lot of anguish in it, pero absent parents necessarily will often become neglectful. As I've said, no gadget, no media can compensate for the absence of a parent physically sa kanyang anak. So the neglectful, and then the permissive, supportive siya, mapagmahal, mapagbigay, pero walang demands, walang disiplina, walang standard, walang pinapagawa, at walang parusa kapag merong failure na gawin. That's the permissive. And then, the other is authoritarian. Demanding siya, may standard sa bahay, may dapat gawin ng bata. Kapag hindi nagawa, may disiplina. Pero there's no support. Ibig sabihin, no affection, no, hindi, yan, ganyan tama. May hindi niya binibigay ang kailangan ng bata. So, unsupportive and yet very demanding. So, none of this is good parenting. Ang gusto natin ay the wise approach to parenting, pinagsama ang merong support, merong affection, mapagmahal sa bata, andun siya sa presensya ng presensya niya sa bata, binibigay niya ang kailangan, but at the same time may pinapatupad siyang standard. May dapat gawin, may mga hindi dapat gawin. At kapag sumuway ang bata ng willfully, siya ay madidisiplina. So this is what we have been talking about concerning what the parent style should be. We should all want to be wise parents, not neglectful, not permissive, not authoritarian, but wise parents. So we begin, or we follow that with proper teaching of the scriptures. Ano ba ang bata? Ano ba ang kalagayan niya? What is his condition? If we will train right, we must know, alam natin dapat ano ba ang kalagayan ng bata. Kapag tiningnan mo ang bata, ano ang pumapasok sa isip mo? Well, ito ang una nating sabihin. Isang distinct teaching ng Christian doctrine ay the depravity of the child. Matindi ang magiging reaksyon ng marami na hindi naturuan ng Biblia. Isipin nila, ay, hindi naman masama ang bata. Bata nga yan eh. Well, the teaching of the scriptures ay iba. Nag-isip ako ng mukha ng depravity. Mahirap kumuha ng bata dito sa iglesia. Malalagot ako. Kaya, nakikilala nyo ba ito? His face was all over the media just 2 days ago. This is Nicolas Cruz, the shooter at Florida High School that slaughtered 17 students. So it just happened 2 days ago. Sa isang high school doon, expelled siya sa school dahil for disciplinary reasons, isipin yung namaril at 17 ang patay. And later investigation revealed that he had a fascination with guns. This is 19 years old. Nakabili siya ng mga baril legally sa America. Now, we may say his father died at his early years. His mother died just last November. So, may mga dahilan siya ng depression. Pero napakahirap namang depression daarin mo sa pamamaril. Yan ang nangyari sa kanya. So, he's now in prison. But this is the face of a child's depravity. But this is not just true of those who shoot to kill. This is true of every child. It is even the potential is there. Nandun yung kakayahan ng isang bata dahil sa kanyang kasalanan. Saan galing ang pagkamakasalanan ng bata? Well, sa turo ng Biblia, unang-una ay dahil sa ito ay ibinilang sa atin mula kay Adan. Tayo ay kinatawan. This is the most just and wise arrangement of God. Baka sabihin mo, ba't naman ako kakatawan ni Adan? Gusto ko sa sarili ko na lang. Kapag yan ang ginawa ng Diyos, alam nyo ba ibig sabihin yan? Isang kasalanan mo lang, tapos ka na. Wala ka ng pag-asa. So, by way of the arrangement of representation, nag-fail yung unang representative, we have hope in another representative. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. So, sa nangyari kay Adam, as our representative, what he did bears on us. Nabilang sa atin ang kanyang kasalanan. Hindi ito kasalanan ng isang individual. Ayon sa Romans chapter 5, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. So tingnan muna natin yung sinabi na sin came to the world through one man, and of course that man is Adam. And here is, by the way, one important distinction between biblical anthropology and secular anthropology. They will explain man by way of culture, by way of science, and those things we accept. But our explanation of man goes beyond culture, science, and everything else. We see man as Adamic. Ibig sabihin, kung ano siya ay dahil sa nangyari kay Adam. And that explains why people sin. You don't need to teach them to sin. They sin because they are born as sinners. So that means, yung sinabi sa bandang huli, all sinned by native corruption from birth. So ibig sabihin, nang isilang ang bata, makasalanan na siya. Hindi siya naghihintay na gumawa ng unang kasalanan, doon pa lang siya magiging makasalanan. Sa pagkakasilang niya, makasalanan na siya. Yan ang sabi ni David in Psalm 51:5, na behold, I was brought in iniquity, brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, hindi po ibig sabihin na yung paglilihi ay kasalanan, and some have traced this back even to the component of sex between married couples na kasalanan at magiging redeeming grace lang na magkakaanak. Hindi po. There's no such teaching. Sex is sin outside marriage, but within marriage, it is good according to scripture. But just the same, ang bata na isinilang, yung nanggaling kay Adam, ibinilang sa kanya. Makasalanan na siya. At ang ibig sabihin, from childhood, nangyayari na ang kasalanan. Kaya yung mga tuwing iiyak na lang ang bata, andyan ka agad na pagsisilbihan. Etong sabi ng kasulatan, the wicked are strange from the womb. They tell lies as soon as they are born. Hindi bawat pag-iyak ay pagsisilbi agad. Let him exercise his lungs sometimes. Mabuti yun sa kanya. Pero ang point ay may kasalanan ang bata. So, from this truth, we reject first the idea ng innocence of children, na ang mga bata ay innocent. Now, if you mean by innocent, ignorant, hindi, marami pang hindi alam, totoo yun. Pero yung word innocent, many times is used to mean morally neutral or even sinless. Hindi totoo yan. Although we tend to look at our children like little angels, they are not. Of course, we don't look at our children like devils. Hindi rin. Maling pareho yan. Hindi sila angels na sinless, pero hindi naman mga, magkakaroon tayong negative view sa mga bata kung tingin natin these are little brats, little devils. They are not. They're just children of Adam, and therefore have the sin, the mark of sin of Adam. So, note to that, pero may isa pang sinasabi sila na mali rin. At ito yung idea ng the age of accountability. Ang ibig sabihin niyan, bawat isa ay walang kasalanan ng isilang, pero darating ang araw, magkakasala din. So, whatever that age is, that's when he becomes accountable. That is false. The child is already accountable from the beginning. Kaya kung minsan may mga nagtatanong sa akin, Pastor, kailan ko ba pwedeng turuan ang aking anak? Kailan siya pwedeng disiplinahin? And if you think you are waiting for the age of accountability, sabihin mong the age of accountability is 8, 10, then you're 8 years late or 10 years late in your parental training. It is from the beginning. Sabi ng scripture uli, Proverbs 20:11, if a child, even a child, makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and right. Kaya hindi ito at a certain age, kundi from the beginning, sin is already a reality. Kaya nga ang isang babala ng kasulatan, what does it take to make a child grow into an evil, a depraved adult? No, you don't need to teach him. You only have to leave him to himself. That's what Proverbs 29:15 says. The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself. So you don't need to do anything to a child in order for that child to grow up into a depraved man. He is already depraved, and just leave it to himself and he will grow as a depraved adult when left to himself, because nasa kanya na, nasa kalikasan na niya ang pagiging makasalanan. Wala kang kailangan gawin. Ngayon, kung dinagdagan mo pa yung kasalanan nasa kanya na, mali pa ang pagpapalaki natin bilang magulang, lalo nang nakumplika. So, that is the first thing about the child, his depravity. But the second thing is his malleability. Ibig sabihin niyan, pwedeng hubugin. Kayang, dahil sa bata pa siya, wala pa ang mga biases, prejudices ng kanyang paglaki, he can still be molded from the time of his childhood. Now, there is a contrasting view from child psychology na ingatan natin. This is the idea of the fragility of the child. So, ang sabi nila, masyado pang marupok ang bata, parang babas again, kaya ayaw nilang i-mold ng sa hugis na kailangan, baka mabasag, kung sinasabi nila ay baka lumaki yan ng may inferiority complex kapag parusahan mo, disiplinahin mo. Even though every study shows that disciplined children, and I mean disciplined correctly, not abused, but disciplined children show a more sure-footed ways in life than undisciplined children. Every study shows that. So yung idea ng fragility, napakaingat mo na. So ang idea ay huwag mong pwersahin ang bata, huwag kang maglagay ng pressure sa bata. Against that, our view is the malleability. Para siyang clay na maari mong hubugin sa iba't ibang mga hugis. O kung ayaw nyo ng clay, para siyang cake na pwede mong hubugin sa iba't ibang hugis, but still malleability. Pwede ka humugis ng cake na bahay. Si Bubo yan. So, yung malleable dyan ay yung cake, kayang-kayang kainin ng bata. Pero the point is that a child can be molded into a moral shape by parents from early childhood. So that gives hope. Kahit na we are properly understanding the depravity of the child, i-balance that with the malleability of the child. And the Bible says when it comes to discipline, we'll have more of that next Sunday, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you strike him with a rod, he will not die. So ibig sabihin, kaya, kakayanin ng bata ang hirap na basta't hindi abusive. Of course, may mga pagtrato nila ng bata ay halos patay na. We reject that. And as I've said in my first presentation, my blood boils every time there is a piece of news about parental abuse of young children. We don't accept that. In fact, there have been people asking me for counsel, and I always say, we should have zero tolerance for child abuse. Kapag ganun, ay dalhin agad sa otoridad. Hindi pagpasensyahan if it is child abuse. Pwede ka magpasensya kapag kapwa adult. But if it is a child, there's no tolerance for that. So, but if you put enough pressure and discipline, the child will respond. Yan ang point na he will not die. He will respond kasi malleable siya. So yan ang point ng malleability of the child. And the third about the child is his innate curiosity. Yung gusto niyang matuto. Gusto niyang, kaya nga kung ano-ano na lang, kaya ingatan mo rin dahil kung ano-ano nga hapwaka niya, hipuin niya, dahil nga gusto niyang malaman. It's like hunger and thirst. There is that hunger and thirst for knowing among children. Diyan, either gumagawa sila ng website diyan o kaya ay nag-a-analyze ng stock market. Pero makikita natin dito yung kanilang curiosity. They want to learn, they want to know. That's what your child is. And that is an opportunity. Pagkakataon ito sa mga magulang, sa kanilang batang gulang, mga bata, gustong matuto. Eh, pag lumaki na yan, magsimula kang magturo, aayawin ka na niya. Pero dun sa pagkabatang bata, very malleable siya and full of curiosity. And that means it is an opportunity for parents. The book of Proverbs is practically all of it as a father instructing his child. So it says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. So from the very start, it assumes na merong teaching, merong instruction from both father and mother na matuturuan ang bata. At kapag hindi mo tinuruan, listen to this, if you do not teach, if you do not instruct, it is not that the child will grow without learning. No, he will grow learning from something else. Because there is no dearth, walang scarcity of resources ng pagkukunan nila ng kaalaman. And most likely, they will learn from TV, siguro yung magulang ay abala sa kanyang trabaho o gawaing bahay. At para wag abalahi ng bata, umanood ka muna rin ng TV at kung ano-anong pinapanood, walang ground rules, walang standard. And in other words, he will learn because he is curious. So he will learn from somewhere else instead of the right source, which should be the parents' teaching and instruction. So, seryosoin natin itong mga parents. Meron tayo dapat programa, agenda ng ating itinuturo sa mga bata. Huwag lang tayong tagasagot. Pag pumunta sa yung bata may tanong, eh, talaga magtatanong sila. Doon ka palang magtuturo kung ano yung tinanong nila. It's reactive. We need to be proactive in the sense na you set the agenda. Ano ang dapat niyang matutunan? At kagaya ng sinabi natin, that means training. So the primary duty of parents is training. In line with provision, of course, papakainin mo ang bata, dadamitan mo, paliliguan, lahat yan. Pero in line with that, you must train. At yan ang nasa text natin, train up a child. And training, let me make it clear, is not just telling. Ayan ang mali ng marami. Sinasabi lang, itong gawin mo. Mag-ayos ka ng iyong room. Pero walang training. And so, kapag hindi naayos, the next thing is yelling. Yelling when not done. At ang lagi nalang sinasabi ay, di ba't sinabi ko sa'yo? Ay, sinabi nga, pero hindi sinanay. Iba yung sinanay doon sa sinabi. Eh, pag sinabi mo lang, again, look at the depravity of the child and then yung kanyang curiosity. Sabihin mo mang ayusin mong mga laruan mo pagkatapos mong maglaro. Pero sa kanyang sariling angking likas, hindi niya gagawin iyon. So you need to train. So don't just tell. You must have a program. So instead, show by observation o titingnan kita paano mo ayusin ang mga laruan mo. Maglagay ka ng mga lalagyan. O itong mga laruan mo para sa ganito, ganyan. And you let him do it, then do it again, and do it again. That's training rather than just telling. So, sinabi sa ating text, train him in the way that he should go. Now, I will warn you of a popular view advanced by some commentators. Sa ibig sabihin nito, if you read some of Chuck Swindoll's books on parenting, some of it are very good, but in this particular text, he goes wayward. Ang kanyang interpretation, the way means the child's bent. Ibig sabihin, I train the child according to his personality. Kaya pagmasdan mo ang bata, anong gusto niya, eh, sumabay ka, sumunod ka. sa gusto ng bata. So we must stress that the way he should go is not about the personality of the child. Now, bawat bata may kanya-kanyang personalidad, but the training is not about his personality. We must interpret this in the way, the expression, the way, is used in Proverbs. And consistently, it is the way of wisdom. Proverbs 4:11 is just one of many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. Yung wisdom dyan sa gamit ng Proverbs, hindi lang yan karunungan in terms ng intellectual. Wisdom is kagaya sa poetic lines na yan, ang katapat niya ay uprightness, meaning moral upbringing, upbringing to know God's will and to obey God's will. So pag sinabing, train up a child in the way he should go, well, that means meron siyang hindi pa nagagawa, hindi pa kayang gawin, so gumawa ka ng standard mula sa pag-aayos, o kaya ay pagkain, well, in the way he should go, dapat na siyang kumain ng gulay, paano kung ang kanyang bent? Nakapagtataka lahat siyata ng mga bata, ang bent, ayaw ng gulay, gusto ng mas malasang mga meat. So, what do you do? Just go along his way? No. Yan ang nasa pagkainan, pinanalangin natin, pinasalamatan natin, kainin mo. So, kaya yan man ay gulay o ampalaya na ayaw ng ibang bata. Kinakailangan gawin niya. So, kapag nagreklamo, mapait, pwede mong tanungin yung asawa, paano ka nagluto? Pero ang point pa rin ay hindi ka bibigay. Kapag nagsasanay ka, hindi ka bibigay, may standard ka at yun ang ipapagawa sa kanya. That's in the way that he should go. So, and we said last time, one of the most important virtues, in fact, the primary standard we must impose on children and train them to do, because this is the first commandment on children. That is to respect. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the fifth commandment, and according to Paul, the first commandment with a promise. So, maliwanag na ito ang una sa mga bata, respect. And I still remember my shock the first time I went abroad to study sa London, my shock at the way youngsters treat the elderly. I was an Oriental, and of course, Orientals are more family-oriented at mandun yung respect. Pero nakita ko yung how they treated the elderly, it will shock you. But this is not just a matter of culture. This is a moral issue. So you need to teach the child to respect the parents and of course other authorities. One thing that my father taught me very well is to respect. And there are times I did not agree with him, but the respect remained. Yun ang ituro natin sa mga bata, doon ka mag-isip ng mga programa, paano siya sanayin. And when he disrespects willfully, those are things you cannot let go. Again, zero tolerance when it comes to disrespect by children. So yan ang isang standard na ulit-ulitin natin dito. And again, going back to our text, sabi, in the way that he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. And here again, I want to say, it is by prayerful expectation, not an absolute promise. May mga batang naturuan ng maayos, lumaki ng maganda during his custodial years, but after that, napariwara for some other evil influences na nag-overcome sa kanya. Hindi ito isang walang pasubaling pangako. Ito ay pinapanalangin at maaasahan natin kapag ating pinanalangin. So that means, one, some parents are deserving of blame as to what happens to their children. Dahil pinabayaan nila, a different and permissive style of parenting, yung walang disiplina, alala nyo yung binanggit natin nung una, sa 1 Kings 1, even David was guilty in the way he raised Adonijah. He never once rebuked him, ang sabi ng 1 Kings 1:6. At ano nangyari? He became rebellious when he found out Solomon will be the one to be made king rather than himself. Nagsimula ayon, ang sabi ng writer, nagsimula ayon nung hindi siya sinasaway ng kanyang magulang. And we're talking here of David. David, the man after God's own heart, the psalmist of Israel, a man very close to God, and we are not in any way suggesting that those are false. He was truly a man of God, and yet, he failed in this aspect of parenting. So some parents are deserving of blame. But not all. If something goes wrong with a child, so ang balance dito ay, don't give parents, one is false confidence, dahil ginawa mo ito, itiyak masisave yung batang yan. If that is up to the parents, this is something that we would have done at the earliest time possible. But that is not the case. So don't give false confidence. And if things go wrong, after you have done your duty, do not give unjust guilt. So may mga parents na pagkatapos may masamang nangyari sa bata o napariwara ang buhay, ay laging sila, sarili nila ang sinisisi even though the child is an adult. Now, there are clear commandments in the scriptures. Even cases where children are put to death for their disrespect and rebellion to parents. Now, we don't do that today. Pero ang point doon ay, they were considered responsible and accountable for their actions. Hindi balik ng balik sa parents. At yan ang sinabi ng Deuteronomy 24:16, a father should not be put to death for the sins of the children, nor the children for the sins of the father. At a certain point, each one is accountable for himself in the eyes of God. So huwag nating banata ng kawawang parents na frustrated na sa nangyari sa anak, ay sila pang laging sinisisi, even if they have done what needs to be done. So, one thing that it tells us, and with this I close, is character formation is an urgency at home. Sa mga batang gulang pa lang, let your understanding of your duty be in terms of character formation. Together with provision, character formation is what you want to put as an agenda in the training of the child. So kung tatanungin kita, just answer in your own mind, what is your project for your young children? Project in terms of character. Yan ba ay mas maging maayos, mas maging mag-alan sa pananalita, huwag maging pihikan pagdating sa pagkain, at ano pang mga bagay na sasama sa kanya hanggang sa kanyang pagtanda into adulthood is because his parents have trained him. So this is a matter for parents to do. Our primary duty is parental training. Now before we go to our Q&A, I asked one mother to give us a testimony of her own dealings with children, struggles that go with them, and so at this point I'd like to ask our sister Teng to...
Morning po sa inyong lahat. Lahat naman po siguro nakakakilala sa akin at sa pamilya namin. Pero sa hindi pa, ako po si Teng, ang asawa po ni Paul Lobo, yung pong gwapo doon nakaupo. Tatlo po ang aming anak, dalawang adults po na are still under our custody, saka isa pong magti-teenager this month, Jesus. Disclaimer, ako po ay hindi nakatanggap ng award ng ulirang ina. Medyo challenging po sa akin ang paksa kasi noong maliliit pa sila, nakakakita ako ng article sa newspaper about the model mother or ulirang ina, inggit na inggit po ako. Iniisip ko pa paano ko kaya mapapalaki ang anak ko. Siguro ang husay-husay na nanay ito, no? Tapos ang batayan ay successful yung mga anak, mga professional, may estado sa buhay. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, sana ako din, pero wishful thinking yun. Kaya naman ngayon, hindi naman ako nangahangad na ng award. Ang desire ko lang sa mga anak ko ay lumaki ng maayos ayon sa instruction at discipline po. According to God's word, yun po yung aming hangad bilang mag-asawa at bilang magulang nila. So, habang sila po ay lumalaki o nung nagsimula po kamang magkaroon ng mga supling, nag-decision po kami ni Paul na turuan mga bata sa bahay o yung naririnig niyo po paminsan-minsan sa amin na homeschooling. At kasabay na rin po nito yung training na sa bahay. So meron kaming mga training sa iba't ibang aspeto ng buhay. May mga chores, may discipline, may kailangan gumising maaga at kailangan ayusin ang kwarto. So lahat po yun araw-araw nire-remind. Kahit po may chart na, pupuntahan pa rin sa kwarto para i-remind. So kung bibilangin po sa aming library ang books on parenting, homeschooling or child discipline or home discipleship, siguro hindi po bababa sa 30 plus books na mostly authored po by Christian authors. Ano? Pero kada antas ng development ng aming mga anak mula sa infancy, toddlerhood, early childhood, grade school, tweens, adolescents, and adult children na ngayon, eh, talaga pong kailangan atang magdagdag ng libro, pero hindi po doon lahat ang sagot. Doon po na-realize namin. No? So, in-incorporate po namin sa aming pamumuhay ang instruction, daily instruction, devotion, family prayer, rules at home, and home discipleship. So, marami kaming nabasa, natutunan, at sinubukang i-apply. Pero, totoo po talaga yung tinuro ni Pastor, hindi naman po talaga lahat ay nagiging katuparan, no? Masasabi natin ganon. So, sa bawat stage ng development ng mga anak namin, masasabi kong iba-ibang degree ng difficulty. Ang emotions, iba-iba rin, habang lalo na pag nandyan na yung teenage years, ang hormones, ako, yung maintindihan kung paano mo i-deal. So, kailangan nag-level up din ng parenting, ano? Ang mental challenges, iba rin. At higit sa lahat, ang spiritual condition ng mga bata in front of our Creator. Yun yung pinaka-concern namin. So, kasama na rin ang dynamics ng parent-child relationships kada antas. Kasi, syempre, as parents, we are also dealing with our own problems, no? So, as parents, we could just have focus on teaching values, only values, education. And perhaps, the child, by God's grace, will be wonderfully obedient, respectful, industrious, perhaps an A student or a leader among her peers, or even, sabi ko nga, professionally successful when they grow up. Or otherwise, despite all your guidance, despite all efforts, diba? Despite all biblical teaching na binigay mo. So, ang encouragement ko, lalo na sa nagpe-parenting ngayon, maraming masagabal sa maraming distractions when you train your child nowadays. Daming challenges na up to now, encounter din namin kasi meron pa nga kami mga bata sa bahay. Noon, kalaban lang ng mga magulang ko marahil ay TV, comics. Ang channel sa TV siguro tatatlo, no? Tapos ngayon, iba. No, ngayon, siguro 70 plus ang channel sa cable. Tapos, idagdag mo pa ang social media. Tapos, kapag nabigyan ng smartphone ang bata, ang social media hindi napapatid, no? Halos nandun na nakapako yung mata. At gaming, yung video games. Maraming challenges dito. So, maraming hamon ngayon. Mas mahirap mag-parent perhaps today. But still, God's grace is the same. Same grace we experienced before will be the same grace that will see you through ngayong araw, ngayong panahon na to. So, in my 21 years of parenting, we tried, we have done and applied what we could. And yet, ako as a mother, I had so many realizations now. I will mention a few. I realized that there is no magic formula or a parenting book that could tell us how to raise Christ followers from our children. If there were, I would buy it. I believe it is a combination of many things. A strong foundation, consistency, ito po mahirap, consistency, trial and error, prayers, and more prayers to God that none of our children will go astray. A Christ-centered home starts with us as parents. It involves intentionality and hard work. And ultimately, we are hopeful our child will be drawn to Christ. We have the God's Word, the Bible, and we hope in Him who gave these children to us as custodians only of our children, that when it's time for them to go on their own, they will be ready. I realized that parents too could hit rock bottom in training and dealing with their children. Just recently, I did. If not for God's grace, I could have thrown in the towel. The trial we went through caused me to look at our foundation, and there were cracks. As a parent, more than anything else, I want my children to follow Christ. It is higher on my list than success, happiness, financial stability, and education. I do not want them to attend church out of habit or duty. I want them to have a deep, abiding relationship with God because I'm convinced that this is the only road to contentment and true success. I do not know what the future holds for my children, Vera, Zeph, and Steffi. I cannot foresee the joy and pain that they will find on life's path. I cannot predict the victories and earth-shattering defeats they might experience. May we have the grace to allow our children, no matter what season in life they are in, to fail and struggle. I cannot always protect them, but Jesus can. He can be with them in life when I cannot be. And He will walk with them in every season. Someone said, our job as parents is to raise our kids to be responsible adults so they can discern good from evil, beauty from ugliness, and truth from error. If we can accomplish this, we have done our jobs. God bless po.
Okay, maraming salamat, Teng. And I certainly say amen dun sa mga bagay na yon. And I second the observation na no book will prepare you for everything about child rearing. May mga lalabas at lalabas dyan na no book told you about, and so we are to just put the right foundation. At yung sinabi nga niya, pray, and more prayers. But ultimately, for every Christian parent here, we should be satisfied at nothing short of our children becoming followers of Christ, but that is not in our hands. It is by the grace of God, but that is our ultimate hope, that they are safe in the hands of our Lord and Savior. So any question or any thought you'd like to share concerning parental training? Any thought or question? Experiences you want to share? Perhaps as children, as adults, or as parents. Anyone? Naturuan ba kayong pagtinanong ay sumagot?
Ang isang challenge sa mga magulang ay kung single. Pero I also believe na pag may ka-partner ka sa parenting, napakahirap din dahil two different people, both sinners, kahit Kristiyano, ay minsan nagka-clash pa rin yung training sa mga bata. Especially kung ang ideally kasi may isang parent, yung mom, na naiiwan sa bahay. Tapos minsan, natitrain niya yung mga anak, tapos, sorry ah. It happens to everyone naman. Na minsan, nakukontra nung isang magulang yung na simulan or na ituro na or na train na sa mga anak. Ano po ang masasabi niyo dito sa sitwasyon na ganito?
Yeah, una, that is the reality. At ito ang isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit pinipilit sa salita ng Diyos ng maging asawa ng isang mananampalataya ay kapwa mananampalataya. Dahil even two believers can still clash. Well, how much more a believer and an unbeliever? So, kung ganun ang pangyayari, well, do not lose hope. Even single-handedly, it has been known for mothers to raise children without the cooperation of the husband. And I'm thinking of Susanna Wesley, the mother of John and Charles Wesley, na talagang lumaking kagamit-gamit sa Panginoon, but her husband was irresponsible and was not affectionate to children, pero napalaki niya in a way that the Lord used them. So my point is, history bears, experience bears out the fact na it can be single-handedly done by a parent of faith without the cooperation of the spouse. But of course, it is very difficult dahil as Proverbs shows us, dapat partnership ito ng father at mother, at dapat ang father at mother ay may agreement on their own kung anong patakaran ang ipapamalakad nila sa kanilang mga anak. Because children, if they sense any disagreement between father and mother, children will sense that, and soon they will manipulate, they will play parents. Paglalaroan nila ang parents kung alam nila ang isa ay maluwag, ang isa ay mahigpit, and children will catch up with the situation of the family. So it's imperative na magkatuwang ang father at mother, pero don't lose hope kung ang isa ay hindi mananampalataya, na nangyayari pa rin sa biyaya ng Panginoon. Other thoughts? Pam.
Siguro po ano, bilang nanay na merong higit sa isang anak, ang mahirap po, yung challenging talaga yung iba-iba ng ugali. Parang kumisan, bakit ito ang dali niyang ma-pick up to, ang dali niyang kuhanin, ang dali niyang ma-train. Ito bakit hindi? Parang yung approach parang umisan din na para nakakawin lang po. Parang siguro talagang ipag-pray ng husto na lang kung ano yung sana maigabay ng maganda yung mga bata. Opo, yun po ang mahirap pag iba-ibang karakter, parang iba-ibang mukha ang gagamitin mo para sa kanila. Eh, sa isang tahanan naman kayo, parang yun po.
Yeah, and that's true again, because of the individuality ng every child. Meron siyang sariling personality, temperament. The worst thing a parent can do is compare. Ikaw, ba't hindi mo makuha-kuha yan? Kuha-kuha nga ng kuya mo eh. O ng ate mo eh. So, yung comparison, lalo pang nag-pressure, lalo pang na-sense ng bata na mahina siya. So, that's the worst thing we can do is compare to other of the siblings. Kundi deal with every child as you see fit sa kanyang pangangailangan. There are children na kailangan mo talagang consistent discipline. Meron namang hindi na kailangan ng ganun dahil nakukuha na sa usapang matino. So, you have to know the differences of your children and treat them accordingly, not comparing. Other thoughts? Mayan.
Natapos bigla si Ate. Nalala ko lang po yung, I just want to share yung sinabi ni Pastor Rodel one time sa preaching niya na when it comes to respect, it's zero tolerance para sa kanya na makita niyang dinidisrespect ng mga anak niya, si Sister Heidi. So nakita ko yung team nila, yung pagiging team nila sa discipline na may mga times that the father really, you know, talagang dinedemand yung authority and leadership doon sa mga sitwasyon na minsan they have to really rescue yung mga mothers kasi iba talaga yung nakita ko doon sa example. Even it applies to us na many times ay kahit nasa office ay talagang minsan hindi ko maiwasan na i-text niya papa na talagang nahihiya ako ng rescue. So, sabi ko nga kanina, binulong ko kay Ike, sabi ko pa, may kulang ba? May, kasi sinabi niyo po na, hindi, huwag mo lang sabihin. Huwag mo lang, don't just tell. Kung hindi, sanayin mo, i-train mo. So, sabi ko sa kay Ike kanina, papa, saan tayo nagkulang sa training? Tapos, ang balik na Ike sa akin, darling, talagang matindi yung depravity, yung kasalanan talaga ng puso. So for us, sa family namin, if I may just share, talagang may mga literal moments talaga kami, we really kneel down, luhod sa Panginoon sa tindi ng challenges na kinakaharap namin sa tatlong sa tatlong ito. Ang hirap po maging magulang. Pero maganda po na, yun nga, may hope na ang Lord ay pwedeng magbago ng pusong puno ng kasalanan.
Yeah, and as Teng said, there will be times of crushing defeat na parang ayaw mo na, wala nang mangyayari. But again, the point is combine yung demanding as well as supporting. At syempre, wag dapat magkontrahan ang tatay at nanay sa lalo pagdidisiplina ng bata. Minsan, mamamalo yung tatay. Nakaisa pa lang, mas nasaktan yung nanay. Tama na! That is the bad way of doing it. So, kita dapat ang bata, may agreement, may unity ang tatay at nanay in matters like discipline. But expect frustrations. After all, you're dealing with an individual child. Other questions, other thoughts? Mimi.
Sorry, sabihin it po. Iniwan ko siya I didn't hear the whole lesson. Pero, hindi po siguro siya masasabing directly under training. Pero, isa po I will testify about is, siguro when we talk about training, naniisip agad na yung parents ay ano yung ituturo niya directly dun sa bata, anong sabihin niya, do this, don't do that. Pero, isa pong para sa akin ay, naging very important ay hindi yung necessarily direct yung tinuturo, kundi yung ginagawa nila. For example, when they take me aside and pray for me, imbis na sabihin nila, minsan nagagalit ako or they see yung mga problema ko tapos nagsusumbong lang ako sa kanila. And instead of just saying na wag kang masyadong mainit ang ulo or wag kang ganyan, they sit me down and pray for me. And that really helped me, especially dun sa times na siguro hindi nila alam, pero ako, hindi ako nagpa-pray dahil hindi ko kaya. So, kahit hindi nila sinabi diretso na dapat yung mga ganyan, pinagpa-pray. O baka hindi ka nagdi-devotion, kaya ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Kahit nalilate ako sa klase dahil pinag-pray muna nila ako out loud in my presence. Naging blessing it sa akin at naturoan ako na lahat ng bagay. Kahit pa yan ay nakakairitang office mate, boss, teacher, classmate, or situation. Mga maliliit na bagay na ganun, pinagpa-pray. At yun. So I thank my parents for that, and I thank God for the wisdom He gave them in that aspect. And siguro po isang masasabi ko din yung sa parents, that we appreciate hearing you pray for us. Yun po.
Okay, thank you, Mikaya. And it's very gratifying to hear that from a child, now an adult, na ganitong ginawa ng parents at yun ay na-appreciate. Yung ipag-pray at makita ang concern ng mga bata. So, i-take seriously natin yun at give them the right counsel. Imagine isang bata pumunta, umuwi ng bahay, sabi sa tatay, inaway ako ng classmate ko. Sabi ng tatay, lumabang ka ba? Again, mali agad yung response, and it is creating a wrong spirit doon sa bata. Halika, turuan kita martial arts. Prayer for the child, as we have heard from Mikaya, is something appreciated by the child, even though not immediately expressed, pero later in life, they will see the bearing of these prayers in their lives. A few more thoughts. Regine.
May tanong pa si... Paano daw po magdisiplina ng madidisiplina ng house mother ang mga bata na sa orphanage sa ways according to the Bible if i-consider din nilang batas sa labas yung DSWD and CTP daw.
So una we have to consider yung repercussion. For example, in England, bawal, mamalo. Kapag ginawa mo in public, may dadalo sa'yo. Pag may nagsumbong, may dadalo sa'yo from their social welfare and bring the children into their custody. So you'd never do that, yung public spanking of children dahil sa repercussion. So you have to consider that. So you have to do it discreetly. And of course, yung discipline must be proportionate to the offense of the child. Laging mararamdaman ng bata kapag yung kanyang punishment ay too much than is deserving. Alala ko nung bata si Jairi, pinalo ko I did it in anger. Pagkatapos nung tanungin ko siya ay, do you deserve it? Sabi niya, yes, pero napakalakas. Napakalakas ng palo. Which was true. The point is, when a child is disciplined proportionate to his offense, again, in the ordinary built-in mechanism of God, they respond to the discipline when done consistently, consistent at laging karugtong ang affection. Karaniwang kasi ng discipline, ginagawa kapag galit na. We'll discuss this more next Sunday about parental discipline. Pero ginagawa pag galit na, dahil galit na, nagagawa yung discipline ng sobra. Instead na discipline because of the offense. Hindi ka man galit, pero the offense is calling for discipline, then discipline accordingly. So consistent and proportionate to the child and combined with affection and support, which is what we said should be wise parenting. Again, this is not a fault-proof way of raising a child who will be totally behaved in adulthood. But we are talking about wisdom here. So, yun, proportionate, consistent, and combined with affection. And the last thoughts, Phoebe.
Share ko lang po, yung sa bahay po. Yung nandito pa po kami sa LB, nakatira po sa Iri, pinakatanda ko po na unang house chair po na pinapagawa sa amin ni Mama, maghugas po ng pinggan. So, kahit nakailang basag na po kami, okay lang. yun nga po, nalamipat na kami. As growing up, parang doon ko po, parang yung pag-iimis ko po, hindi naman po sa nag-i-improve, pero doon ko po nakita yung ano po, yung realization na maganda po yung training sa amin ni Mama na kahit po minsan po nagkakamali kami in terms of house chores. Kasi po, ngayon po na hapon po yung pasok ko, ako na po lagi nag-i-email. So, kapag ako naman po yung dumadating, ako naman po yung nagagalit kapag maalat yung bahay instead na si Mama po. So, yun po, na-realize ko lang po na I thank my parents po for that training po.
So, ikaw na nagsasabi, ano? Mama, ba't ang tumi ng table mo? Well, again, training, nai-instill sa kanila at i-distinguish natin yung motor fault and moral fault. Ano bang nabitawan niya ang pinggan, nabasag, huwag mong pagalitan dahil doon, it's motor fault. Kasi hindi pa fully coordinated ang kanyang muscles and motion. So magkakaroon talaga ng ganun. Pero kung sa pagdadabog niya ay binato niya yung pinggan, ay hindi yon motor fault. That's moral fault and you don't want that to be let go. Hindi mo pababayaan because yung kamay na nagtapo ng pinggan, one day ay kamay na mananakit ng kapwa, so pigili mo doon pa lang sa pag-usbong ng kanyang rebellion. So we need wisdom to distinguish that, motor fault and moral fault. Odig.
Siguro, Pastor, yung pagdidisiplina ng mga anak, may ano rin yung dapat ay wala kang favoritism. So kung ano yung pagdidisiplina mo sa isang anak mo, dapat consistent ka dun sa ibang anak mo rin, lalo na pag marami. Kasi nung sa experience namin noon, nung mga bata anak ni, parang favorite kami nung magulang namin. So yung isang kapatid ko, parang naging ano siya, naging nagtanim siya ng sama ng loob dahil ganun ng pagpaningin niya na favorite kami.
Yeah, isang mali yun na hindi dapat gawin ng magulang to show favoritism to children. Pareho kami ni Odig, wala kaming favoritism. Isa lang. But tell me of a child in the biblical story who was favored by the parents. Joseph. Diba? Joseph, talagang siyang pinigyan ng mga damit, etc. Nagtampo yung ibang mga kapatid. Of course, what they did was wrong, but it shows the, again, yung effect kapag nag-play favorite ang magulang sa mga bata. So, kahit pa ang isang bata ay sabihin natin siya yung magiliw sa magulang, ang isa ay medyo may pagka-rebelde, it will all the more provoke yung kanyang rebellion kung nakita niyang may favoritism sa bahay. So, i-avoid natin yon. So, last thought, Jean.
Sir, yung follow-up lang sa sinabi ni Mimi, yung not immediately express. Yeah. I'd like to speak as a daughter na I did not immediately express na you don't wait until your parents are gone, na ipagpasalamat nyo na pinag-pray kayo for those who have parents na Christians. Kasi if there's thought na I would remember mom is her being prayerful. Pero hindi ako nakapagpasalamat sa kanya before she left. And I hope you will not wait until the time na wala na sila when you thank your parents for praying for you.
Yeah, it's a good thought from a child growing into adulthood. Express to your parents your appreciation, your giving of thanks. And of course, for parents to be expressive to their children. Again, talking of my father, 2 days before he died, he talked to me and to my youngest brother. Wala yung dalawa pa. And I think for the first time, he said, mahal na mahal ko kayo. At humihingi ng patawad doon sa hindi niya napagtapos ang lahat sa pag-aaral. Eh, medyo tinamaan ako. Ako lang hindi nagtapos eh. Kailan sila nakatapos. But one part of me was very appreciative of that. Another part as a child was asking, why didn't I hear that before? But of course, it's not time for blaming. A child would definitely appreciate if a parent expresses that love for the children so that they know kapag disiplina ang gagawin mo, it's not out of contempt for the child. Hindi mo siya hinahamak, kundi gawa ng ating pagmamahal. So that's parental training, and that I hope prepares us for our lesson next week on parental discipline. Let's close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, aming mabaging Ama, nagpapasalamat kami na Ikaw ay maituring namin at matawag na aming Ama, at lahat ng mga dapat mangyari sa isang ama ng tahanan ay nakikita namin sa huwaran na iyong pinapakita sa pagiging ama. At nawa Panginoon ay seryosohin namin ang aming mga tinalakay sa umagang ito, ang tamang pagtrato sa mga bata, pagsasanay sa kanila. Tulungan mong matanggap namin ang turo ng salita ng isang bata ay may angking kasalanan, dala ng pagkakabilang ng kasalanan ni Adan sa kanya, at higit doon ay sapagkat isinilang ang bawat bata sa kasalanan at siya kung mapabayaan ay magpapatuloy lamang sa kasalanan. Tulungan mong makita namin na sa gayong kalagayan, ang bata ay maaari pa rin hubugin sa hugis na moral na maaari namin gawin para sa kanya. Huwag nawa naming aksayahin ang panahon ng kanilang pagkabata, the time of their curiosity, when teaching them will have gratifying effects. And we pray that we may not lead them to the sources of knowledge that the world provides, which contains so many things inconsistent with your word. So we pray for wisdom in our training, that we may train them in the right way of wisdom, of behavior. And yet for all that, we know that there will be frustrations, there will be many struggles on the part of parents, there will be those periods of crushing defeat. And we ask, Lord, that we may ultimately depend upon your grace. Only your grace can visit their hearts to turn them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And for Christian parents, nothing less is our desire for our children, that they may become followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So be with us in this adventure of parenthood, in both its joys and its sorrows, and may all this we do in our understanding of our responsibility and accountability, and yet with the confidence that out of your grace and enabling, we can do our task for your pleasure. So be with every parent, be with every aspiring parent, and be with children who have undergone the tutelage and discipline of their parents. Make us to be mirrors of your fatherhood over your children. So be with us. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen.